Respect our right to speak freely and gather in public spaces. And it is known throughout the Occupy movement that we are all determined and bound to be nonviolently taking possession of public spaces. No, the police must not even carry guns, batons, pepper spray. All of that is in itself brutality, and I protest it. And I am here to testify, and this is the end of my testimony, to say I hold you, Mayor Adams, responsible for the harm that has come to all of these people.
Thanks for your testimony. Ma'am, would you like to go next?
My name is Nina Ryerson. I would like to know when an appropriate time would be for us to speak on these things. This is the first time that I've heard of an opportunity to speak about the police brutality that I witnessed.
You're welcome to do it now.
Is this a time that it would be
we've moved from
taken into the consideration that it deserves?
We have lost our quorum. We're staying to, and that's noted for the record, we're staying to listen to everyone who signed up. And from here on out, you can say whatever you want.
When Mrs. Fritz mentioned that there would be a time for us to give testimony, was she referring to this, or is there a time when it will make a difference as far as police accountability?
Makes a difference right now.
Okay. So I guess that's why I'm here, is to ask for some acknowledgement that the police department used excessive force on the Sunday of the eviction from Chapman Square. I was there for the General Assembly that was called as an emergency that morning, and we were eating food and talking. All of a sudden, the riot police came across. I didn't hear an order to move. I actually was eating a bagel. I didn't feel afraid, even though it was a frightening sight. As the officers moved towards me, they said, sit down if you would like to be arrested. So I sat down, not because I wanted to be arrested, but because I wasn't willing to leave the other people that were there because we were gathering peacefully. And then all of a sudden, the two officers picked up a girl that was sitting next to me and threw her as hard as they could. And she landed on her pelvic bone on the cement, and I thought she actually broke her pelvic bone. And that's when I realized that they weren't doing what I thought that they were going to do. So I moved away from where that was happening, and I looked to my right, and I saw them beating people that were standing there. Justin was one of them. He was there as a sign language interpreter for our General Assembly. And as I looked, I just saw batons flying, people screaming and crying. I saw them pulling people through the police barricade that was pushing people out of the park. I saw them pulling people that were on the other side of that, people that were actually on the sidewalk, and then beating them. My friend Sky, he was there meditating. They grabbed him and like threw the air, like treating people like they were inanimate objects.
So I need
right in front of me.
I need you to wrap up your testimony because we've got another 30-some people that want to testify.
Okay. I'd like to know when would be an appropriate time for me to give my statement formally.
If you want to make a complaint or to just give your statement.
Is there a time that this matter will be under review that you will be listening to eyewitness testimony?
If there are complaints to be filed, and there are, I think some complaints that have filed, it's done through that process. Those complaints can make their way all the way to the city council. And if you stop by the auditor's office, they can help you with more details on that process.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Hi, welcome back.
Hello, Teresa Rayford. For the record, I'm not lobbying on behalf of any of the organizations that I'm a part of. And for the record also, I'm saying this as a citizen and a born resident of Portland, Oregon, that I do hope that we accept the recommendations brought by Dan Handelman and the Cop Watch organization. The CRC committee and the IPR, I've been to some of those meetings. I've handed out the brochures to people in the community, and I know that you didn't expect the Occupy people here, but I didn't expect the people that I hand those brochures out to make this meeting. They're afraid of the police. They're afraid to stand up for themselves. They're afraid to use their voice. So I came here to do that on their behalf. We know that our city has a history of not protecting our citizens and utilizing the force of the Portland police to do that. I don't think that it should be a malicious thing, and I'm not saying it like it is, but it happens, and it happens often and quite frequently. It's happened to me personally, to my family, and I'm just hoping that you guys can look at this consideration, use these recommendations, and change that, because it's embarrassing to have that on our city. I'm a resident. I'm a proud resident of Portland, Oregon, and it's embarrassing to have the world looking at us as some city that doesn't protect the citizens.
Thank you for your testimony and your work, your active involvement on these and a whole host of other safety issues. Appreciate it. Sir, welcome.
Hi, Mayor Adams. My name is Elijah Grundner, and I am 16 years old. I declared this to the officers who were arresting me on the night of October, I believe it was the 26th or 27th, at Jameson Square Park. So they knew I was a minor when they took my wrist and wrenched it up so that it literally touched the back of my head. They applied zip cuffs to me without following the regulation that you should be able to fit one finger between the cuffs and the wrist. I'm also here on behalf of my sister, who's sick today and couldn't make it. She was searched by a male police officer. This included touching her butt, so that's pleasant. Also, one Officer Fox grabbed my throat violently before throwing me into the paddy wagon. I was peacefully protesting at the time and did not resist arrest. It is for those reasons that I think it's extremely necessary that you take the matters we're discussing today very seriously, because flexibility is not what police systems need in this country right now. They need accountability, because the militarization of the police systems of this country is not acceptable. We're heading towards a police state, and as the police states around the world, Myanmar, North Korea, they're getting more and more open and transparent, and what's supposedly the free world is becoming a place where people are not allowed to use what are supposedly human rights. So I think you need to take these propositions seriously, and I don't think you are doing that, because self-accountability never works in these large systems, and Portland Police Bureau has become severely corrupt, and it needs to stop, because I've grown up my whole life knowing that Portland was a haven for rights, and it has stopped being that haven, and I'm inheriting a world that is not safe.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony, all of you. The next four.
Next four are Charles Stubbs, Todd Herman, Mark Parkinson, and Jimmy, I believe the last name is Tardy.
Nailed it.
Pardon?
Nailed it.
No, oh, thanks.
Have a seat.
And then they'll be followed.
Why don't you go ahead and... Well, we're all on one floor, so we're okay. Why don't you begin? Sir, would you like to begin?
Certainly. I'm reading a letter that I've been asked to read to the Portland City Council. My name is L'Oreal Schumann, and I work at the French American International School here in Portland. I'm unable to be at the hearing today as I need to be at work, but I wanted to make sure that my voice was heard on this important issue of police accountability, and I've asked a friend and colleague to read this statement and show a photo I took the evening of December 3, 2011, in which the Portland police forcefully removed peaceful demonstrators from Szymanski Park and caused injury to many individuals. During the eviction from the park, I witnessed excessive force being used on people who were standing and sitting unarmed in line with the First Amendment to our Constitution, which allows the freedom to peaceably assemble. Demonstrators did not leave when asked, as they are guaranteed this right and made the choice to exercise that right despite being met with force. I witnessed police using their batons to push back protesters, causing injury to some. I witnessed a man who was arrested being beaten by an officer after he was already handcuffed and on the ground. I am submitting a picture of a woman who was in a line of demonstrators being aggressively pushed back by police, in which they used their batons to move the crowd. She has a clear, severe hand injury. This picture was taken within a minute of the incident happening. I also witnessed police on motorcycles attempt to push cyclists legally biking in the roadway off their bikes while in motion. I was later told that two cyclists were pushed off and injured. I've been involved in Occupy Portland for just over 3 weeks now and have been continually impressed by the commitment of those involved to nonviolent, peaceful demonstrations. Over the past 3 weeks, Occupy Portland has been met with increasing police force and aggression, and I've been dismayed at what I have seen. I understand that the police have a very challenging job to do, but using violence against peaceful people is unacceptable. In conclusion, I understand that there is a proposal to increase police accountability and oversight through the Citizen Review Committee, and I support the adoption of all 41 stakeholder report recommendations. From what I have seen the past few weeks, the Portland police have used fear and violence to suppress peaceful demonstration. I feel it is critical to ensure that we as citizens make sure that police brutality and violence are not tolerated in our city. Thank you, Laurie L. Schumann.
Thank you for that. Sir, welcome.
Hello. My name is Todd Herman. So thank you, the two of you, for being able to be here today. And I do acknowledge Ms. Fritz's absence here due to a funeral. And I actually, that brings to mind a funeral of my own that I had to deal with. My daughter passed away in January of 2010. And the only remaining video footage of my daughter is on a laptop that was confiscated by the police on Saturday at Chemainsky Park. Now, I've made attempts to contact you, Mr. Fish, and I've spoken with, I believe, Don Hendricks, and I want to say the name was Kurt Nelson, amongst other folks, and I have talked to property and evidence with the police. Now, most people have acknowledged seeing my selection of, I will just say, gear, but nobody is willing to return it to me, and I've filled out many forms and complaints to have this back to me. And it has not been done yet. So separate from that as well, on N17, I was maced in the street attempting to leave the sidewalk nearest Chase Banks towards Pioneer Square, which I don't much understand. And I don't really feel that Portland as a whole is a dangerous city. I moved here 4 months ago from Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan, Sam Adams, is a dangerous city. The police within Occupy Detroit have been almost tenfold more pleasant to those civilians than you have been here. We are not criminals here in Portland. By at large, in comparison to Detroit, Michigan is. I think that you are overreacting greatly to the citizens here, and I think that you need to take note of this, not even for just our sake, because I know that you would like to be reelected, and your reelection rides on the people, and we as a whole right now do not approve.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony.
Mr. Herman, you mentioned Mr. Hendricks is with the police, but I don't know who else you've tried to contact, but I have an office just down the corridor here.
I have your phone number. I can call it right now. No, I did try.
My office is right here, and if you would give me your name and your address, I'll try to find out if we have any record of your property.
Certainly. That would be appreciated.
Ma'am.
Hi. My name is Emma Day, and I am a mother. I am a sister. I am a daughter, which means I could be your mother or your daughter or your sister, and I would never hurt you, Sam Adams. And there's been two instances, one in Chapman Square, where I sat peacefully and watched my family get beat by cops with batons, beating them. And I listened to it, and it was the hardest thing I've ever had to listen to or watch. And I've been nonviolent my whole life. I've never hit anyone, and I never would. And that picture you just saw was me on Saturday night standing peacefully while one of your police officers looked at me, and he looked at my breasts and looked at my stomach and then started beating me there. And I have bruises to show. You want to see my hand? Do you see that? Can you see that? You can't see the bruising. Can anyone else see this?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. I don't know why this is okay for anyone to hurt anyone else. Why police officers are given the right to kick me and beat me. The whole world is watching here. Like, why is that okay? I don't understand that. Because all I've said to them the whole time, I would never hurt you. I would never hurt you. Why are you hurting me? I am a peaceful person. We are all peaceful people. I've never seen any of these people hurt anyone else. So why it's okay for them to come to me and hurt me when I am a mother and a daughter and a sister and I've contributed a lot to this city and I want to be proud. I want my son to grow up in a place where this kind of violence is not acceptable.
Thanks for your testimony. Sir.
Hi, my name is Charles Stubbs. I like to take this opportunity to talk about not one incident, but two. On November 13th, was the first original assault by Portland PD. I was minding my own business, doing what I do, just talking to some friends. And they ended up starting to move, I think, around noonish. After that, I'm a little hazy due to the fact of the injury that I was hit with a baton 1 to 2 times between a half an inch to an inch and a half from my herniated disc, previous injury before all this happened. And it's almost a month, and I can't remember what happened. But I do remember Saturday, the second incident at Chemehinsky Park. I feel like we are being wrongfully justified. There are certain people that that are there trying to give us a bad rep. And I've never, ever physically made a motion to any of your officers at all. And I don't appreciate being assaulted. Both times, I feel like that they need to be held responsible and accountable for each of their actions. And I feel like that, you know, if I could actually have one chance to talk to them, I would. And it's just hard right now. I can't even sleep well right now. I'm just pretty upset that the people that these officers are supposed to protect. I don't want another LA. I don't want another, you know, anything. And I just really appreciate it if you take in consideration of all of us who have spoken. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Thank you all. The next four.
We are here to protect you, Mr. Mayor, and the police, and we are not going to give up on you, and it hurts when you hit us with your sticks.
The next four are Mark Parkinson. Is he here? Mark, on 44th. Okay, let's go with Bao Vong, Trey Thompson, Rhea Cooper, and Kip Silverman.
Mr. Vong, would you like to begin?
Yes. I'd like to first of all state that I'm speaking on behalf of myself. I do not represent any organization. Or occupy. I'm speaking as a longtime resident of Portland, Oregon, and this is what I have to say regarding the police brutality I have witnessed and experienced firsthand. First of all, one thing that I need to clarify is that this whole incident has been a misunderstanding. The term camp and encampment has been thrown around loosely, and that does not represent what this movement is about. This is about a protest, and the tents are not used for camping. They are used to protect the people who are out there protesting day and night. They need the shelter for protection from the weather, but we have the right to be protesting out in public property without being harassed by the police brutality force. In addition to that, I'd like to say that the United Nations envoy for freedom of expression is drafting an official communication to the United States government demanding to know why federal officials are not protecting the rights of occupied demonstrators whose protests are being disbanded, sometimes violently by local authorities. I completely agree with that. And I ask that the city respect the rights of the people to peacefully assemble and to have our dissents against the government. In addition to that, in regards to the ordinance, please excuse my ignorance, but as an informed and aware citizen and as a resident, I have very little notice of anything regarding the Citizen Review Committee. I did not know of this event until the last minute. I can probably speak for many of the people here who are also not aware of what's going on, and I think one of my proposition is that the city help make it more easily and readily accessible for the public to see.
Just sign up for communication emails for the city website, and you'll be given notices. There's a whole menu of things you can topics you can sign up for, and it's free and available to anybody. Beyond that, it's published in the Daily Journal of Commerce. This is our fourth week of active consideration of this issue, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Troy Thompson. I've been a victim a few times of assaults by your Portland Police Bureau. I'm not getting it, and I kind of want some answers maybe from you about why this is continuing going on. I have witnessed bicycle cops hitting innocent protesters on the streets. I've seen them pummel a girl with one. During the park over here, I was hit several times in the back of the baton, in the back of the head with the baton, and I was simply locked arms with brothers who feel like we need to exercise our First Amendment right. This is our First Amendment right, and we should be able to protest without getting beat. This is ridiculous and disgusting. I watched that 81-year-old man come onto the bus so frail he couldn't even take that first step, yet he had blood dripping down his eye, there was mud all over his face, and he was not even part of Occupy Portland. He was drugged into the fray. He was an independent journalist. And, you know, I mean, at first he wasn't with us. He was just an independent journalist. When he got on the bus, he was definitely supporting us after that. The things I've witnessed have been disgusting. And for to continue on and for you to even think about letting these animals to start making their own decisions is just can't be done, man. It cannot be done.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi there. My name is Raya Cooper. Good afternoon. It's R-A-Y-A, to clarify. I have been a part of Occupy Portland since the very beginning, and I've witnessed a lot of very unsettling events happen with the police, also some positive ones. When they came to clear out the Chapman Square, I was witnessing what was going on in the park on a public sidewalk, and then I got my knuckles beat by a police officer with a baton, and then I was told to move onto the street. I was being shoved, but I couldn't move onto the street because a cop car was in the way. So then once I got to the police car, a police officer shoved me onto the hood of the car, over the car. So I think what we need to be discussing is that I believe this is a national coordinated attack on our rights as citizens. And I think we need to point out that there's police brutality on a large scale throughout our entire country and our world. And we prided ourselves as the city of Portland of being very open and tolerant from the police to the occupiers in the beginning, and we prided ourselves that we didn't have any violence for quite a long time. So hopefully we can spearhead the actions to, again, become peaceful between police officers who are here to protect us and citizens of the United States.
Thanks for your testimony.
Thank you.
Sir?
I'm Kip Silverman, Mayor, Commissioner. Thank you. Couple things I'd like to point out, and I appreciate you guys listening to the non-ordinance parts of this. The thing that strikes me most is I've been involved with the occupation. I have a full-time job. I work that. I come down. I occupy in the evenings. Repeat, rinse. The entire time of the occupation in the parks across the street and subsequently, The only times that there have been any actual violence or problems are when the police show up aggressively with riot gear and start pushing people around. I was out there nearly every single night for 5 weeks on good relationship with the police that hung out and observed full time. Not sure that was the best use of their time or our money, but that's beside the point. There were no incidences. There were some things that happened, but there are things that happen in the city regardless. When the morning that Raya was just talking about, I personally was slammed around by police. I was not resisting anybody. We had multiple things shouted at us, get out of here, get out of there, get on the sidewalk, get off the sidewalk. My children who were visiting were actually watching this on TV at home on KGW and saw me after I got shoved over top the car as well, trying to walk away and a police officer hitting me in the back and the neck with his baton, and my back was facing him, or my back was to him. And they texted me and they're like, "Are you all right, Dad?" This is Portland, Oregon. This shouldn't happen anywhere. Let's start with that. What's happening in Oakland, what's happening in Denver is unacceptable as well. But I expect us to be at a higher standard in this city. What happened this weekend in Shemansky Park was ridiculous.
I need you to wrap up.
I will wrap up. It was celebratory. The police came in and violence ensued. When the police left, there was no violence. Everybody was happy. It was peaceful.
Thanks for your testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Next four.
The last person who signed up was Deb Horton.
Deb Horton. Hi, welcome.
Hi. My name's Deborah Norton. I'm a citizen of Portland. I'm a mother, and I work a full-time job. And I work another full-time job now as the caretaker of 10 people who have now lived with me who've all been victims of police brutality due to
That's all right.
I never expected.
You're doing great.
Never expected to be sitting here. My whole home now is a care facility for people who've been abused in the city due to Occupy Portland brutality from the police. And that means my two kids now have 10 housemates as well. And we're doing the best that we can, and we're getting by, and we're trying to take care of each other. And I apologize for not being prepared today.
You're fine.
But I'm really busy. And we are just people who are fed up. Some of us are homeless. Some of us are 18. Some of us are teachers who can't get jobs, and we don't know what else to do. And so we're in the street because we can gather and we can celebrate each other and try to make something different and better for each other. The parks are important. The parks let homeless people join us and have a voice. They don't have a voice. We've given them space to feel like real members of our country and real members of our city and talk and have a point of view that people take seriously. That is all we want to do in the park. That is all. Please give us something. Give us some space. Don't make us exclude the people who are our base. They're the people who have lost everything. They need somewhere to go to feel safe and connected to some solution, because that makes us feel like we're going somewhere. Now we're running around the city. We're literally being chased around the city. I can't bring my kids anywhere near our meetings or anything, and they want to be a part of it.
Thank you for your testimony. Any last words you want to give?
Please be nice to us.
We're counting on you.
Thank you very much.
Please use your influence.
Appreciate you all. Those of you that signed up to testify, this item continues until next week. We're adjourned.
Mic check. I want to see every one of your faces back here next week with two or three of your friends. Bring everybody out. We're going to let them know that this is not acceptable.
Next Thursday, same time. same time. It could be earlier.
I know.
You better check the website.
I'm about to.
They'd love you to come at 2. It happens at 11 or 10.
I think it's